1340WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Hi, welcome to the program. No guest on today's show, just me, so it'll be short and sweet today. As we're in the time of year that there's not a ton happening as far as the local scene. Usually when stuff happens, it's sometimes not good, but we do have some good stuff to tell you about today. First of all, Murray State has announced their Hoopalooza, not for this year, but for next year. So you can already make plans. If you're a big Popeye Jones fan, be sure to get ready for this. It's for Hoopalooza 2017. Murray State basketball will bring in MSU Hall of Famer and All-American Popeye Jones. One of my favorites, anyone who was a Racer basketball fan during the Popeye era will remember Popeye. Amazing. I actually worked in Martin, Tennessee for a while when Pop was in high school, and I guess it was his senior year at Dresden, and watched a baseball game. I don't think he pitched that day. I think he did pitch, but the day he was this big kid, he's a pretty big kid, playing shortstop. Now, he didn't have a lot of range, but man, even then you could say this kid's got good hands, had a good arm, wasn't bad, but you knew that probably his career wasn't going to be in baseball. Now, even though I was down in that area due to the nature of my job, I never had a chance to watch Popeye play high school basketball, but I did see, you know, photos in the newspaper of him. And, he's a big kid, struggled with his weight, and I did. A lot of people have. Normally, that is a lifetime thing, and it's something that even if you get to college, it's going to be something that'll hound you all your life. But anyway, Pop had a ton of skill, but you just figured that weight might not ever come off. And that scared a lot of schools away. Murray State, they went ahead and took a chance on Popeye. They liked what they saw. They liked those soft hands, good passing hands, the nose for rebounding, pretty soft touch around the basket. But he comes as a freshman year, and that's when, you know, the Racers, they had still had Martin and Mann, and Popeye's freshman year, and he still didn't have much of that weight off. Still had a lot of it on him. And he was good. I mean, he had hustle, he'd dive on the floor. Very memorable watching him play, but, like anybody, carrying a lot of weight. Basketball is a demanding game physically, and he just couldn't make many trips up the floor back before he needed to come out. And that looked to me like something that would be an ongoing issue. But I remember Craig Morris was an assistant coach under Steve Newton at the time. And I knew one of the big, I guess, items on the list for Murray State over the summer after they had graduated Martin and Mann, and it was Pop's incoming sophomore year, was to get a big man for the inside. And so I think school had already began, and I at the time, remember, I wasn't the guy who did play-by-play, but I did have some contact and some stories, and I ran into Craig Morris and asked him, hey, how's the recruiting? You know, just kind of like people ask me or ask the coaches now, how's things going? Did you get a big man? He goes, and I'm paraphrasing here because I don't remember exactly what he said, but essentially, Steve has decided to go with Popeye. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, we're in so much trouble. I mean, because we're going to go with Popeye, a guy that can get up the floor two or three times. Unbeknown to me at the time, I had no idea he was on his weight loss deal. He lost, 54, 55 pounds. And comes in the next year, and I didn't even recognize him. It's like, that's Popeye? You know, now Pop has a unique look. But without that body, it's like that doesn't even look like the same guy. And it took a few games for the team. If you'll look back, they were struggling a little bit. But, man, once they focused on making Popeye the centerpiece of that offense, it took off, and it ended up with the Racers going to the NCAA tournament that year. Remember, Martin and Mann senior year, they didn't go to the tournament. They went to the NIT, played at Penn State. But Pop senior year, they get to the NCAA tournament, play Michigan State, and it was amazing. almost beat Michigan State, a 16 versus a 1 seed. Racers also win again, Pop's junior year and again his senior year. So amazing success during that time. Racer Arena, I'm sure there were games where it wasn't filled. In fact, I've looked a few up attendance-wise. But it certainly seemed, my memory says, every game was sold out. And it was a wild atmosphere. The OVC games probably all were. Because you'd go there and it was a zoo. You'd get those late February games. Mid February is hot, and is great. It was wonderful. And Pop is such a part of our life. He goes on to his pro career, does really good things there. He was, you know, generally not a centerpiece, but a role player. But he knew his role. You know, his job was to use his butt and get rebounds. That's pretty much what I've heard him say from time to time, and he did it. He was really good at it, and filling the role that he wanted, was a good teammate, and he has shown you how good a guy he is. He's gone on to a lengthy assistant coaching career in the NBA as well. Very knowledgeable guy. You can sit down and talk to Pop. He's just a generally wonderful human being. And whenever he's out representing Murray State, it's pretty cool. So great to see that. I can't, you know, I get to plan for that. It's not this year. It's 2017, remember. But Popeye Jones, how about that, for Racer Hoopalooza. Now, he had some teammates that are funny, and that might be like a mini roast, but it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Be sure to make plans for that. Got a lot of time to plan for it. If you need to save a few coins, you can do that. The good news is the money raised from Hoopalooza goes to support Murray State men's basketball. So it's a great cause, and it really helps them a lot. So looking forward to that. Murray State volleyball signee Rachel Gustino has been named to the Junior Volleyball Association's All-National Team as one of the top 20 club volleyball players in the country that graduated in 2016. The award recognizes the top JVA players in the nation for outstanding achievement on the volleyball court. The All-National Team was selected by the JVA Awards Committee to represent the class of 2016. Awardees will be presented with a medal at the JVA mid-year meeting on June 23rd during the AAU National Championships in Orlando, Florida. Gustino helped lead Marion Central Catholic High School to the state championship in 2015. She and fellow 2016 signees Alex Kaufman, Megan Lindsay, and Courtney Radel will join the back-to-back defending OVC champions this fall for Murray State. I think they already have the roster posted. One of the Racer volleyball players, she and I follow one another on Twitter, and at the moment I'm just blanking, can't think. But anyway, it's going to be another terrific year for volleyball. Speaking of honors, Kentucky Baseball Coaches Association has released the 2016 All-State Baseball Team, and Mr. Baseball is close to our area. It's Hopkinsville's Easton McGee, 8-3 with a 129 earned run average, 92 strikeouts in 65 innings, and is a batter, 343, 3 homers, 30 runs batted in, played some first base. Of note, Luke Brown of Caldwell County was named to the second team. Brown, you'll be hearing from him. He is a Murray State signee. The Cardinals last night falling to the Houston Astros. Let's check in with that.
Good morning, everyone. The Cardinals sent Adam Wainwright to the mound, and he was dynamite last night. He went 7 shutout innings. He allowed just 4 hits. He struck out 6, walked 3. He left for a pinch hitter, and that was Mr. Greg Garcia in the 7th inning, and he drove home a run, and the Cardinals led 1-0. Didn't stay that way very long, though, because in the 8th inning, a 2-out walk to Gattis, and that brought in George Springer.
There's a ball that's hit in the right center field back at the track. Hazel Ooh. Baker is there, and it's a home run. As George Springer hit one just over the right center field wall, and all of a sudden the Houston Astros have taken the lead.
Then the Astros scored 2 more in the 9th inning, and they knocked off the Cardinals 4-1, and they sweep the 2-game series. We have a day off today, and in come the Texas Rangers. Cole Hamill 6-1 against Michael Walker 2-6. That's on Friday night, and we're on the air at 6:20 with the pregame show. Mike Shannon with this Cardinal report.
All right, Mike. that has a setup. That's going to be a tough series this weekend against the Rangers. Let's hope the Cardinals get those hitting shoes back on. Tough to score or tough to win games when you're getting 1-0 runs. But things looking up. Good news if you're a Yadier Molina fan. And who isn't? Come on. Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina in line to start next month's All-Star game. Leads National League backstops with more than 933,000 votes with the Giants' Buster Posey. Just over 77,000 behind. The voting ends June 30th. The All-Star game is July 12th in San Diego. The Cardinals have inked one of their first-round draft picks. MLB.com reports the team has agreed to terms with switch-hitting outfielder Dylan Carlson with a signing bonus of $1.35 million. He was drafted with the 33rd pick out of Elk Grove High School in California. The Cardinals are still working on a deal with first-round draft pick Delvin Perez. They took the 17-year-old shortstop with a 23rd overall pick in last week's draft. And according to the Post-Dispatch, Perez will visit St. Louis this week. And he might take batting practice tomorrow. Down on the farm, things weren't so good last night. The Memphis Redbirds gave up 19 hits in a 16-3 loss to the Sounds in Nashville. Arturo Reyes gave up 7 hits and 8 runs in 2-plus innings to take the loss. Nick Martini hit a 2-run single in the loss. Memphis leads the 4-game set 2-1, and the finale will be tonight at 7:05. Memphis Grizzlies guard Jordan Adams underwent cartilage transplant surgery on his right knee yesterday in New York. Adams had surgery in January and last August on the same knee and is out indefinitely. The 21-year-old played just 2 games this past season. Memphis drafted Adams with a 22nd overall pick in the 2014 NBA draft. That will wrap it up. By the way, you can now get some archive programming. Travis Turner on his show. You'll check out our website, 1340wnbs.com. Go to sports and on the drop-down menu. It is archive material from the Travis Turner shows. He'll be adding some interviews in from various coaches and whoever that he has. So look for that to continue to populate from here forward. Just thought we'd let you know that that is going to be up and coming. That will wrap it up. We'll have a final show wrap up the week on Friday at 1340wnbs.com.